Impacts Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. A week of war, and it's only intensifying.
Iranian missiles hitting multiple locations inside Israel today, including a direct hit on a medical building in southern Israel. Firefighters say apartment buildings were also hit.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. As President Trump considers military action unless there's a deal, there is word this morning that Iran will send its foreign minister to meet with European counterparts tomorrow in Geneva. Hackers possibly linked to Israel say they've wiped out $90 million from an Iranian crypto exchange. Well, this was fast. Hurricane Eric was a tropical storm one day ago and rapidly intensified into a Category 4. It just made landfall in western Mexico, downgraded to a Category 3, Acapulco now in a hurricane warning. Texas got rocked when a SpaceX rocket blew up on the pad. That's a sound from 2 miles away. You're listening to ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Wisconsin lawmakers passed a flurry of bills yesterday, both in the Senate and the Assembly. But they started out with a moment of silence for the victims of the Minnesota shootings, their families, and the whole state. This is from the Senate.
I request that my colleagues join me in a moment of silence to honor our colleague from Minnesota, Representative and Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, who were assassinated over the weekend, as well as our colleague from Minnesota, Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette, who were grievously injured in the same attack.
Without objection.
The Senate and the Assembly were in session discussing everything from training for EMS workers to school safety grants. Republican Senator Jesse James from Chippewa County in a press conference before the session, he authored this bill for school safety grants.
It's all too often that we turn on the news and see the headline of another school shooting. These tragedies break our hearts and crush our communities. In recent months, we've seen all too clearly that this can even happen here in Wisconsin.
But this plan for extra money to help school districts improve safety fell apart. Democrats say an amendment added by Republicans strips the plan of its actual funding for schools to pay for it. Senator Mark Spreitzer from Beloit.
You're just playing games. You're just daring the governor to veto this because you think that it'll score political points. You think you can go home and tell your constituents that you did something for school safety. Well, you didn't.
A total of 30 bills was on the agenda yesterday for the Senate. Meanwhile, the budget process continues today for lawmakers. The Joint Finance Committee is set to take up the budget for the Department of Justice, the Department of Administration, and the Department of Children and Families. Committee co-chair Republican Mark Bourne said on Tuesday that they would be taking up the plan to reform prisons today as well. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's play ball today at Wrigley. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Chicago Cubs playing today after being rained out last night. The game has now been rescheduled to create a doubleheader between the two teams August 18th. NFL former Packers place kicker Anders Carlson has been released by the New York Jets. Carlson, drafted in the sixth round in 2023 by the Packers, has spent time with the 49ers and now the Jets. Former Packers defensive back and special teams guy Robert Rochelle has signed with the Dallas Cowboys. NBA, the Pacers host the Thunder tonight in Indianapolis. Tyrese Halliburton doing everything he can to get back on the court despite a strained right calf muscle.
I mean, I think just around-the-clock stuff as much as I can. Massage, needles, hyperbaric, H-wave. I mean, just a bunch of different things to try to get it to feel as, you know, as comfortable as you can going into it. The right tape and stuff. I'm sure there's a bunch of medical professionals who better answer, but just doing everything that I'm told, trying to do everything I can.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with sports on Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Drying out after a wet Wednesday, mostly sunny and warm for your Juneteenth with a high of 84. For tonight, mostly clear skies, a mild night with a low of 64. Another warm one on Friday, a spotty shower or storm can't be ruled out, a high again of 84. Currently, it's 62.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Tomorrow, we've got celebrity guests. We've got Marcelia Nicholson, Milwaukee County Board Chair, Sabrina Madison, Dana Pelobon, and Ellie Halo, a woman of Black trans experience. Do not miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
You are blowing through money like my fellow cadets and I did in our first Liberty after basic camp. Luckily, I didn't end up with a questionable tattoo. Your failures, Mr. Secretary, since you've taken office has been staggering. You sent classified operational information over signal to chest thump in front of your wife, who, by the way, has no security clearance, risking service member lives in the process, to adjust an unqualified yes man who can't tell the president how to keep Americans safe.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh, that was Senator Tammy Duckworth.
Yeah.
Tell him.
That hearing was full of women telling Pete Hegseth off.
That was
an amazing hearing.
It really was. It's 6 minutes after the hour. This is the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton, sitting in for Ms. Miller with Chris and Bella with a Z. We have Carl Frisch, Dr. Doom, and Dana Goldberg all coming up. And I heard Dana on Richard Chu on WCPT this morning.
Oh, wow.
That was a nice little surprise on my way over here. I was like, hey, I know that voice. I'm going to talk to her myself in a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that hearing with Pete Hegseth was quite the... And he is such a...
Smarmy. He's really smarmy.
Yeah. He's just... He was just awful. And not only was Senator Duckworth and Senator Slotkin on fire, so was Mazie Hirono.
Yeah.
She began with, Secretary Hegseth, you've had a tough start. At your confirmation hearing, my Democratic colleagues and I rightly questioned whether you had the requisite qualifications and experience to lead the DOD, especially given your checkered past, which included paying $50,000 in hush money to settle a sexual assault allegation against you and driving two veterans organizations into the ground. You think?
Yeah.
I mean...
That's checkered.
Yeah, a little. Just a skosh. Her problem is... she wasn't the only person that asked him these questions, but she basically said, if ordered by the president, I'm going to ask you, would you shoot peaceful protesters in the legs?
We have that.
Yes, Let's do that. Thank you.
If ordered by the president, I'm going to ask you once again, to shoot peaceful protesters in the legs, would you carry out such an order from the president?
Senator, as I've said before, of course, I reject the premise of your question and the characterization that I would be given or are given unlawful orders. It's all meant to attempt to smear the commander-in-chief,
and I won't
fall for it.
Considering that the president in his first term actually ordered such a thing, it is not a premise that you can reject.
Exactly. He's already ordered that before.
Yeah.
So, dude, would you follow that order or would you do what Mark Esper did and say no?
Yeah. Mark Esper had... Cojones.
Well, he also had...
Well, Alyssa Slotkin pointed that out.
She did, too.
Yeah, and we have that audio.
Beautiful. Let's hear it.
Have you given the order to be able to shoot at unarmed protesters in any way? I'm just asking the question. Don't laugh. Like, my colleagues
across
the aisle.
What is that based on? What evidence would you have that an order like that has ever been given?
Giving that order to your predecessor, to a Republican Secretary of Defense, who I give a lot of credit to because he didn't accept the order. He had more guts and balls than you because he said, I'm not going to send in the uniformed military to do something that I know in my gut isn't right.
Yeah.
Period.
Amen. Yeah.
She's awesome.
Yeah, they all of them were. It's yeah. just, it's like, dude, we can play the tape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mark Esper wrote it, because I think he said, well, that's hearsay, and she's like, Mark Esper wrote it in his book.
Yep.
So that's not hearsay, that's a first-person accounting of uh-huh. something.
Yep.
Me saying it is hearsay
yeah.
in a court of law. But
there.
Right, because I wasn't there. But he was there and testifies in his book to hearing that order and saying no.
Mm-hmm.
How dare... This was my favorite story that you gave me yesterday.
Okay.
Four senior executives, tech giants like Meta and Palantir, are being sworn into the Army Reserve as yeah. direct commissioned officers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
At a high ranks of lieutenant colonel.
Yeah.
As a part of a new program to recruit private sector experts to speed up tech adoption. They are Shyam Sankar, chief technology officer for Palantir. Andrew Bosworth from Meta,
mm-hmm.
Lord, Kevin Weil, chief product officer at OpenAI, and Bob McGrew, an advisor at Thinking Machines Lab and former chief research officer for OpenAI. They will have a lot of flexibility to work remotely. Madge Three Toes, don't you have a problem with people working remotely? I seem to recall her being upset about that.
Yep.
And they'll work helping the Army acquire more commercial tech. But there could be a conflict of interest because of this. They all work for companies that could conceivably be selling what they have to the military. In theory.
Yeah.
In theory, they won't be sharing the information with their companies or participating in projects that could provide them or their companies with financial gain.
Can you join the military without going through basic?
They're not going through any sort of training at all.
No training at all. But
no.
they're
like West Point trains officers.
Right.
I don't think this seems right. That, oh, boom, you're a lieutenant colonel.
Maybe we have some military people in our audience
yeah.
that can call in and tell us.
Yeah, please let us know, because this doesn't seem right to
yeah.
me that, like, I just happen to be very good at XYZ, so I'm all of a sudden a lieutenant colonel in the
right.
Army. That makes no sense.
Mm-mm.
No.
If my cousin were awake, she'd call in because she's an Army person. it just doesn't.
It doesn't make sense.
No.
And it doesn't seem right. And again, the legal issues of the conflict of interest issues.
I mean, these people haven't even gone through ROTC.
Right.
Those kids were always the funniest in school. Like, they thought they looked so badass walking through the halls.
In their uniforms.
And sometimes they did.
They did, yeah.
Sometimes they did.
Right.
And I can't really hate, because I was a theater kid, and that's no better.
You mean like cheerleaders do the same?
Yeah, I mean, at least they did something
yeah.
with that.
My school was so small, we didn't have ROTC.
We didn't either.
Yeah.
None of the schools I went to
yeah.
had that.
I mean, ASU had ROTC.
I don't even think UOP did. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't think they did.
Yeah.
At college.
We didn't at Chapman. We just had the recruiters come with a pull-up bar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, they would come and try to
and
recruit.
And you get a free pen
yeah.
or something. Yeah.
yeah.
Do a pull-up. Get a pen.
One pull-up?
Wanna enlist? Like,
I'll take the pen, thank you.
Yeah.
I can do one pull-up. Pen, please. We didn't have... I don't think UOP had... It was a small university.
Yeah.
It was only like 4,000 people, including graduate students.
Yeah.
So it was a very small,
yeah.
small school.
I think at the time I went to ASU, it was 48,000. It is like almost 100,000
yeah.
now.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
yeah. Because
I mean,
they now have like four campuses. They have a campus downtown. They have downtown LA here.
Wow.
And they have, like, they're one of the largest online
yes.
mm-hmm. universities.
Yes. So. Yes, they are. Yeah, I don't know what UOP's... It's a small campus, and it's a small school. It's a lovely campus. It was featured in The Sure Thing.
Yeah, it was.
And in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh.
Yes.
My campus was featured in Campus Man.
There you go.
with John Dye and Morgan Fairchild.
It's funny. Whenever I hear John Dye, I think of my grammar school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They shot the movie... a really bad Justin Long and Blake Lively movie called Accepted at Chapman.
Okay.
About a kid that doesn't get into any colleges, so he makes his own. So I don't know what that says about Chapman.
I might have seen that.
That's fine. I love Justin Long.
Yeah, he's adorable.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah, he's the best. But Seth Rogen's in, not Seth Rogen. Jonah Hill's in it too.
Okay.
But
I think I saw that.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. So, with regard to interest rates and now medical stuff, tariffs are.
Yeah, costing.
Now, I personally don't care about lowering interest rates because I'm not borrowing right now. Mm-hmm. I'm just saving. Right. So, yes, keep them high. Thank you very much. Thank you, please, and thank you, because my savings account has a higher interest rate now than it ever did before. But Jerome Powell has stated that they're not going to change the interest rates because they don't know the effects of the tariffs, if they happen or if they don't. Right. I mean, it's just...
We don't know if what tariffs are happening.
And if the price increases last, or if they're they'll last, because if you're willing to pay $10 today, when it was $8 yesterday, they'll keep it at $10 from now on, because they want the money.
That's one of the worst things that Stephanie can ask me, you know, when she comes downstairs when she's here, is where are we at with tariffs? I'm like, I don't know.
Your guess is as good as ours. What day of the week is it? Which way is the wind blowing? What time of day? You know, is that butterfly okay? You know, do the hokey pokey. It's completely unknown.
No idea.
And that's why Jerome Powell wants to keep things at least somewhat stable.
Yeah.
T-bill interest rates keep fluctuating every time there's a tariff announced, or there isn't, or this and that. Iran war, no Iran war. And so
And Trump called Jerome Powell an idiot yesterday.
Of course he did. Was that when he was putting up his big, beautiful poles?
Two flag poles.
One apparently is leaning.
Oh, boy.
Shocker. Oh, did you see the dictator statue?
No.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's approved by a dictator, approved for dictators or something. It's a green, it's a gold fist smashing the top of what looks like the Statue of Liberty.
Okay.
Oh.
And it's in the mall in D.C.
Oh, wow.
The White House is displeased.
Yeah. Yeah,
It's dictator approved, though. And the other thing about tariffs, which really chaps my hide, Donald's administration trade policy is adding another layer of uncertainty for health costs.
Oh.
As Congress considers Medicaid cuts and is expected to sunset enhanced subsidies for the Affordable Care Act. So that's no good if you're on the exchange. Tariffs expected to drive up the cost of prescription drugs. I am on two. Medical devices and other medical products and services. We'll be lucky to get our products if they're, you know, because, I mean, a lot of our prescription drugs are made in India.
Yeah.
And I was concerned at the start of this that we would even have them, because that could be an issue, too, that they just stop sending them in because it's going to be too expensive for these companies. So, yay, my drugs are going to be more expensive. Woo!
Puerto Rico has a pretty robust drug manufacturing.
Perhaps they'll take over.
Yeah, yeah. I know they manufacture a lot of drugs in Puerto Rico. So, you know, they if they have the infrastructure, they could probably take on more.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It all depends on the pharmaceutical companies that are making. Because I'm on generic versions of the drugs because it only costs me $20 a month versus it would cost me $100 or more a month. If I were not on the generic. So that's the question, is I think most generics are maybe made in India, so that could be the problem.
Yeah.
And I'm taking blood pressure medication, and that's one of the types of medications that India is really well known for making.
Mm-hmm.
And on that healthy note, it is 18 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. This portion is brought to you by Stephanie's Face.
Yep.
Vibrance. Tell us the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams.
All the creams.
Name a cream. And it's made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie to save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com, Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
You're the most awesome person I have ever known. Well, second most awesome.
Right, of course, the first being
Stephanie Miller.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If you're answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
When was the last time you detoxed your body? If you're like most people, the answer is probably never. Toxins accumulate in our bodies every day from pollution in the air we breathe and water we drink, as well as the food we eat, especially if that food includes fast food, processed food, and sugar. How do you know if you're suffering from a buildup of toxins? If you're experiencing low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation, then those are all telltale signs. So, how do you detox your body? Well, you can add saunas or juice fasts, but what you really need is active liver from New Nordic. Containing a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, active liver makes it easy to help your liver detox your body all year long without major changes to your diet or lifestyle. Try active liver today and start feeling better with more energy immediately. Active liver comes in both a delicious gummy or tablet. Active liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Are you ready to crack open something amazing? Whether it's a fresh pistachio or the keys to your dream home, we've got you covered. Just like pistachios, the best homes are worth the wait. And once you find the perfect one, it is so satisfying. At Aaron Weber Group, we help you find homes that are as irresistible as a handful of pistachios. So whether you're house hunting or just snacking, remember, great things come in shells and in the perfect four walls. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today, and let's get you into a home that's a real treat.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur, great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 24 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton with Chris Lavoie.
Hi.
And Bella with a Z.
Hello.
And we have Carl Frisch coming up at the bottom of the hour. Yep. Dave in Washington, so you're a 25-year, you were in the Army for 25 years. Tell us if we were right in our assumptions.
Yeah, you were assuming that they have to go through a service academy or something.
Right.
And that is correct, or basic training.
No, right.
You're absolutely right. The only thing I would like to add, though, is I've noticed the Trump administration did this in his first regime. Like, there's compelling need for security clearances also.
Right.
Like if there is something, especially with engineers and electricians, when I was at the Pentagon, I know they turned the power off as part of an exercise, but then they couldn't get it on in all of the areas. The Pentagon's, like, equivalent to, like, a city.
Right.
Really.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to call in, so in certain neighborhoods, so to speak, certain office areas, they couldn't get the power back on.
Oh, my God.
So they had to call in an engineer from California and his team, and they had to go into some highly, highly sensitive areas. And they had compelling need, security clearances.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And this is kind of what the president had. But back to my point about Trump, I've noticed his administration plays games with this. What I mean by that is they know the media is clamoring for access. And sometimes they put these stories in with, I believe anyways, intentional mistakes in them, okay, hoping that the media runs with it.
That's,
and then they can kind of mock the story and mock the media, the journalists that produced it.
No, I totally believe that.
Yeah, I can see that. I can absolutely
yeah,
see that.
Oh, yeah. He's a master manipulator with the media.
Oh, no, he is.
I give him that.
Oh, absolutely. He's very, very good at it.
Yeah.
He learned well with Mark Burnett's training, but he also knew it well with marketing prior to that.
Sure.
No, he's very, that's, he's like, it's like the one thing he's good at.
Yeah.
If only he'd use it for good and not evil. Cheryl in Minnesota. Hi.
Hi. My son is Lieutenant Colonel in the United States Air Force.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's been in for 21 years. He didn't become a Lieutenant Colonel until he was in 18 years.
Wow.
And he didn't get that until he showed exemplary service.
Mm-hmm.
And he started at the Air Force Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And he had pilot. He was a pilot, so he trained as a pilot. He had 4 deployments,
mm-hmm,
and you just don't. And you have to earn the rank,
right?
Absolutely,
it's not one of those things that you just get promoted.
Yeah,
you have to earn the rank, and you have to get congressional approval.
Exactly, it's not like when universities give you
an honorary degree.
Doctorate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like that.
No. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's insulting.
It is insulting.
To my son,
yes,
who worked so hard to earn that rank.
Absolutely.
And to have somebody just walk in to be a lieutenant colonel, it's insulting.
I agree. You are correct. And thank your son-in-law for his service.
Absolutely.
For us, please. She's right. It just doesn't make sense that you can all of a sudden, mm-hmm, hi, I'm a lieutenant colonel.
And she's absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's insulting to the people who actually did the work.
Yeah, that was my first thought. I was like, it's just not, like, yeah, people dedicate their entire lives for that.
Right.
Basically.
They do.
And it's just, it's ridiculous.
Because when you get to that level, you're a career person.
Absolutely.
In the armed services. It's not like you're in there for the 2 years or 3 years.
You retire with benefits.
Yeah. I mean, that's a career person. That's somebody, mm-hmm, that's worked their way up the ranks in order to get that honorific.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys weren't elected.
Nope.
And they might be very smart at tech.
Sure.
But... you know,
well, then bring them in as contractors.
Yes. Yeah. Don't give them those titles.
Right.
Hire them for the job. Make sure they pass the security clearance, like Dave said.
Exactly.
And
go through the proper channels.
Yes. Giving them these titles, and which includes insignia and all sorts of things that you can wear.
Feels like stolen valor.
It is.
Totally.
Exactly.
Yes.
That
totally.
Is exactly what it is. You are correct, young lady. And hi, Brett. How are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm great. Hey, right. Everybody said a lot of what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take basic training. It's where you learn to march.
Right.
You learn to salute.
Right.
You learn to wear your insignia. But the whole idea of jumping, okay, you can't jump people in rank.
Right.
A lieutenant, when you get commissioned, it's by Congress. And you have to go through the steps. First, second lieutenant to first lieutenant to captain to major, mm-hmm, you know. You can't just, I'm not going to be a captain.
Right.
There's a lot of learning.
Steps.
there's a lot of things you have to learn along the way before you can accept such an awesome responsibility.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you so much for calling. It is 29 minutes after the hour. Right back with Carl Frisch on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today is Juneteenth. While the Emancipation Proclamation was signed in 1863, it took 2 years to get the news to enslaved people in Confederate states. That news finally came to Texas on June 19, 1865, telling the last enslaved people in the country they were free. Governor Tony Evers raised the Juneteenth flag at the state capitol yesterday.
For 160 years, this day has been recognized across the nation to celebrate the true end of slavery in the United States. And in 1987, to bring this back home to Wisconsin, State Senator Spencer Coggs and Representative Marsha Coggs proposed the first legislation to recognize Juneteenth in Wisconsin. Unfortunately, it took us another 2 decades to get it right.
Wisconsin started marking Juneteenth in 2009. This is the sixth year in a row the flag has flown at the state capitol building. Meanwhile, the annual Juneteenth parade is this Saturday here in Madison. It starts at the Madison Labor Temple and goes up Park Street. The parade ends at Penn Park, which hosts the yearly celebration. Juneteenth in the park goes from noon to 6 on Saturday, and all are welcome. And because it's Juneteenth, remember, trash is not getting picked up within Madison city limits today. If Thursday is normally your garbage day, your cans will be emptied tomorrow. Meanwhile, officials from Planned Parenthood say some of their Wisconsin locations could close if the proposed federal budget bill passes. A measure in the proposed budget would prevent residents from using Badger Care to pay for the services they get at Planned Parenthood. That includes routine health care or annual checkups. Public money, like what funds Badger Care, already cannot be used to pay for abortion costs, according to federal law. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Drying out after a wet Wednesday, mostly sunny and warm for your Juneteenth with a high of 84. For tonight, mostly clear skies, a mild night with a low of 64. Another warm one on Friday, a spotty shower or storm can't be ruled out, a high again of 84. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
I'm Catherine Lake, station manager of WMDX, and here is my plea to you, dear listener. Whether you love them or hate them, please vote John and Gordy Best Radio Team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. The link is right there on our homepage, WMDXradio.com, and I say this not because they're paying me. They are, but the point is this. They may actually not be the best, but you can find a lot worse on your radio dial. Am I right? I mean, really, have you heard some of the crap that's out there at this hour? Boring, insipid. Who wants to hear that first thing in the morning? At least John and Gordy give you accurate weather information, and Peterson seems to be relatively informed. They show up for the Madison Night Market. That's not easy when you're getting up at 4 a.m. They tell you about pets available at the Humane Society. Oh, and poor Dominic. He didn't know what he was getting into, but let's put a vote in for John and Gordy and Dominic Lee. Do it for Dominic. WMDXradio.com.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, making the popcorn pick of the week will be the guy behind the guy. J.B. Thompson joins me in studio. Then I'm joined by Chelsea Myers from Old World, Wisconsin. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
We're encouraging the DoD workforce to go work for DHS in increasing numbers. You're pulling the military away from facing foreign enemies who literally say things like death to America. And you're putting troops with weapons aimed at Americans. Mr. Secretary, let the military get back to its real job. Stop forwarding them to do DHSs. And if you want to be the DHS secretary, maybe you can apply for that job when you're fired from this one due to your incompetence.
Oh. Ooh. Oh, Tammy Duckworth.
I know. Throwing some shade.
Yeah.
34 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. And look who we have here.
Oh, yeah.
Carl.
Carl Frisch.
Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend.
What?
CarlFrisch.com.
Hello, Carl. How are you?
Good morning. You know, I've never actually seen that much shade indoors before.
No kidding. Yeah, he got grilled by the ladies, especially yesterday. It was quite the thing to witness.
Yeah, it was.
I would say that they were hard on him, but it was actually pretty straightforward.
It was. Yeah. It really was. It was just... for him to say the premise of being ordered to shoot protesters is a false premise is insane to me.
When Trump asked his predecessor to do exactly that. Yeah.
Well, you know, why believe that book when you can just believe the Bible, I think is what his
message was. Yes, he threw the Bible under the bus yesterday, too.
I think this is what happens when he doesn't have his signal chats to rely on.
Right?
And they got him on that a little bit yesterday, too, but not as much as I would have gone for. With regard to... Now, Obama spoke to Heather Cox Richardson on Tuesday, and he calls out, quote, comfortable liberals being too comfortable while he was president versus what they're going to have to buck up and deal with now. He seemed a little condescending almost to me. And I know that liberals always get blamed for being condescending to people that aren't elite, but it was very interesting his wording with how he was. He said liberals were comfortable in their righteousness during his presidency. Things are a little different now, claiming many will need to sacrifice to continue standing for their principles. You might lose some of your donors if you're at a university, and if you're a law firm, your billings might drop a little bit, which means you cannot remodel that kitchen in your house in the Hamptons this summer. He's throwing a little shade there to rich people.
Yeah.
I think he's right in the sense that people did get complacent. Do you think did you protest over the weekend? Did you do any?
Of course I did. You know, you don't have to tell Virginians about, not wanting kings.
Yeah. Exactly. No kidding.
But, you know, I think part of what Obama's getting at is this is something that everybody's going to have to sacrifice to stop.
Right.
Yeah. And I agree. I mean, the only way this is going to come to an end is if we all make it come to an end.
Yes.
And we know that this administration is, powered by vengeance in some ways, you know, if there was an Energizer Bunny powered by vengeance, it would look like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And so what he's saying, I think in part is, this notion that if you stand up, there could be consequences, but you need to accept that.
Yeah, no, and I agree. And he also stated, you know, we're moving closer and closer towards autocracy. And Donald keeps complaining he's not a dictator, because if he were a dictator, a lot of things would be like George W. Bush said once, things would be so much easier if I were a dictator.
Yeah.
But Donald, you know, wants to do that. And have you seen the statue with the gold hand over the crown of the Statue of Liberty yet that's in the mall?
Yeah.
And it says dictator approved. I saw a picture. It's very needless to say the White House is displeased.
Well,
they basically said if he were a dictator, that wouldn't be up in the mall right now.
Right. Well, you know, I think any time that this administration has an opportunity to take a step, they take a mile.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the authority of the executive. They don't believe in checks and balances.
True.
We know that. And when you have a Congress that doesn't believe in checks and balances either, it sets a pretty awful scenario. This is also an administration that is defying the courts at every opportunity. You know, they're trying to tell us that 1 + 1 does not equal 2.
Well, yeah, even in that hearing, I forget who questioned Hegseth on the military turning its guns on U.S. citizens, not just protesters, but here in Los Angeles, and detaining people and overstepping. And if Governor Newsom wins the lawsuit here, would he abide by the court order? And he never said he would, which frightens me.
Yeah. They've had this penchant for not stating that they will abide by court orders.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when you watch, you know, the Big Beautiful Bill conversation or any conversation that happens in the Senate and the House, you'll see Republicans talking about how they don't need to follow precedent. The same precedents that Biden followed and Bush followed and Clinton followed and Obama followed don't apply to this this White House.
Yeah, Hegseth even said district courts shouldn't rule federal law. It's like half of Bridgestone would like a word. So would mask mandates like a word. Thank you very much. Those were district level judges that ruled federally how we were supposed to deal with stuff.
Well, so, what's, you know, exposed by all of this is the unprecedented nature of the overreach by this administration. They say, look at, they're stopping Trump more than they stopped anybody else. And they should be.
Exactly.
This administration is doing more than anyone else to blur the line between what is appropriate and not appropriate.
Exactly. Now, the Supreme Court decided an awful decision regarding transgender rights, basically. And also, the administration has decided to stop the helpline for LGBTQ plus people who might be contemplating suicide. This is really bothersome to me. I assume you feel the same way.
Well, particularly the helpline, you know,
yeah.
We know that LGBTQ youth who are not in supportive environments, either at school or at home, are more likely to try self-harm.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to do everything we can to support them. Unfortunately, this administration is trying to erase them.
Mm-hmm.
And the Supreme Court decision just doesn't make any sense. Look, just a few years ago, written by the conservative majority,
mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court decided that it was gender discrimination to not allow men and women to enjoy the same rights as it pertains to their orientation.
Right.
In other words, if a man decides that he wants to marry a woman, he can't be told that he can't marry a man.
Right.
And so this notion that parents could pursue treatment for a child born male at birth for certain treatments, but not for a child born female at birth and vice versa.
Right.
Under the care of a doctor's recommendation, just doesn't even stand up to its own precedent when you've got almost the same Supreme Court seated.
Yeah, I mean, there are cis girls and boys that need hormone therapy because they're either going through puberty too soon or too late, so they need
right.
that. And girls can get breast implants. Boys can get, if their breasts are too big, they can get them reduced. But you can't do that because you're assigned your sex at birth. It's not like you have a choice in the matter.
And again, this is we're talking about treatment under the care of a doctor.
Right.
And parent. So I think it's tremendous overreach.
I do, too. I think that my co-host on my show, he basically said it's the Plessy versus Ferguson rule, separate but equal.
Yeah.
In a really messed up way. And hopefully we can fight this and overturn it somehow by law or by Supreme Court people. I don't know. It's a really bad decision. It's like Dred Scott. It's like Plessy. And it's like Dobbs. These are bad decisions.
I think more and more what these types of things are going to show us is how important it is to elect the right people at the state and local level.
Right. Right.
Because they're going to be the line that keeps state laws like this from passing in the first place.
Right. Right. No, you're absolutely right. And also, you know, for the federal elections, presidents matter, especially when it comes to the Supreme Court. And Democrats, unfortunately, for the past 20 years or so, have not paid attention to that. And this is what we get out of this.
Right.
And anyway, with regard to, because I believe two people in New York yesterday tried to go see a detention center and were turned away. And everybody's getting turned away from these detention centers. And so far, three Democrats either have been detained or arrested. And one is now being charged with a crime against DHS for doing their job. Now, how can we help them fight this? How can we do that for them?
I mean, that's a great question. I think, you know, people need to be prepared now for the November elections
yes.
of 2026.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, we've got a year and a half basically left to marshal the forces to win back the congressional majority. That's how you can bring some sanity to these things. You know, there's not been some of these committees of Congress have held not a single oversight committee meeting, oversight hearing in
right.
their committees during the entirety of this administration. That tells you a lot about the lack of acknowledgement of their responsibility to provide checks and balances on the administration. So that doesn't change until you have Democrats in control of Congress.
Yeah. Do you think we have a shot at the Senate?
I think it's tougher than the House, but, you know, you really need one of them to put the brakes on.
Right.
I'm advising anybody, figure out what your closest flippable congressional seat is and go volunteer there. If you happen to be in a state where there's a flippable opportunity for you as Senate, then you're lucky. Now try and find an overlap with a congressional seat that can be flipped.
Nice.
The good thing about electing Democrats to Congress is that once they're there, the MAGA right can't remove them until the next election.
Yeah.
Right. You know, they don't have to deal with recalls like people like me.
You're right.
MAGA conservatives trying to remove them from office.
Well, we have that here in California, too. We have recall elections, which are just stupid.
So, you know, focus on what you can move. And, you know, that means standing up to speak out. It also means getting ready for the next election.
Okay.
And you can help Carl with his...
Absolutely.
Right. If you want to support the opposition to the recall against me, which I will be clear, I'm not worried about, but I'm keeping an eye on.
Yeah, sure. You should, yeah.
You can go to MOOCsForCarl.com and chip in a little bit to help us out.
Yes, everybody do that. I have my MOOCs for Carl shirt still. And one more thing. So, speaking of oversight... the Senate Judiciary Committee subcommittee held a hearing on the cognitive abilities of President Joe Biden because that's important.
It was a complete bust.
Why did they have Sean Spicer testify?
Yeah, he never worked for Biden.
I mean, what was the purpose of calling Sean, of all people, calling Sean Spicer in? He never worked for him. Was it just to complain about Donald? I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah, there's not a lot of sense here. This is another one of those hearings that's designed because the president has basically insisted on it.
Yep.
Right.
In a certain way, you don't need a hearing about Donald Trump's decline because it's on display every time he talks.
And Durbin played, I think, a whole video of Donald prior to the start of the meeting because he's the ranking member. Yeah. So good for him for doing that. But seriously, people, he's out of office. He's not running again. Let him be. Let him get his cancer treatment. Let him be happy with his family. And Comer and all of them in the House, too, still trying to...
What's remarkable to me is the scrutiny that Republicans in Congress will give the honesty around Biden's diagnosis and everything else. But when they get a health report about this president having 6% body fat and being 6'3", they're like, yes, sir, we believe it.
Yeah, well... Don't believe your lying eyes there, Carl. Don't even think about it. Well, sir, thank you so much for being on with me. I appreciate it. So MOOCs for Carl, people, donate. Help him keep his gig, man. We need him on that wall.
And everybody out there, don't forget this is Juneteenth. And if you don't know what that is, Google it and observe it today because it's an important,
it's very important
recognition we have to make as a country.
Sure is.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate you
being
on with me.
Bye.
All right, it is 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Native Path Collagen.
Oh, yeah.
If you're over 50 and experience joint stiffness like me, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there is a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on the rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. Mm-hmm. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to this breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance, and feel real results in as little as 14 days. And right now, as a Stephanie Miller listener, you can claim up to 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. With over 5 million jars sold and over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day money-back guarantee. This is your moment to take control of aging before symptoms get worse. Go to nativepath.com/Stephanie now. Supplies are limited and demand is surging.
Stephanie Miller.
All my friends are gay. All my friends are gay.
Well, it's summer, campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories. But lately, one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation, pushing their religion into classrooms, courtrooms, even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't just about personal beliefs. It's about power, and it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them, ffrf.us/freedom, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. ffrf.us/freedom, or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. I love it. It goes on, smells citrusy. It feels amazing. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go now to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. It's my favorite skincare product. It'll be yours, too. That's Vibrance.com/Stephanie. One more time, Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 53 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dean in Los Angeles. You're on with Bella with a Z and Chris Lavoie and me.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Chris and Jody on the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
And our little zygote. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Anyway, I just thought I'd share. I'm so bummed that earlier this weekend, I wanted to go to the Studio City protest.
Mm-hmm.
I got out to my car, and I had a flat.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I had to race over, get the tire fixed, made it out there.
Oh, good.
I think you were long gone by then.
Oh, I was there from 11 to 1. I split at 1 o'clock, so I split when it was supposed to be over.
Yeah, I got there around 3.
Oh, yeah.
But you would have loved it. I, Chris, you've met me. I kind of look like Jesus.
Okay.
But I did myself up. I did myself up as the dude from The Big Lebowski.
Uh-huh. Oh, perfect.
And so I'm standing there holding a white Russian, you know, with the sun saying, no ice. I ended up over in Beverly Hills. I went there, too, and got interviewed by the local news station.
Nice.
Cool.
But anyway, what I want, yeah, oh, my God, I'm so lit up every time I go to one of these events. And yesterday, I went to Pasadena after we heard about these these victims of these ice sweeps that are so illegal.
Yeah.
And... You know, 6 o'clock, we held a vigil, and there were a few hundred of us. And I got to tell you, Pasadena police did the perfect thing. Instead of, like, lobbing tear gas and shooting rubber bullets at us, they blocked the street off, and it turned into a party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was so great. A band played.
Nice.
People spoke. You never would have dreamed that you would see people doing the, you know, achy breaky heart.
Right.
With flags and signs saying no ice and no fascist USA.
Nice.
Oh,
very nice.
Cool.
No, I'm glad. An old friend of mine who I went to college with lives in Pasadena, and she's been reporting on the ice raids that are going on there right now. Again, if they really want to get rid of undocumented people working at places, go after the people that are hiring them.
Yeah.
You start going after those people, the help wanted sign goes away. And it is illegal to do that. It is against the law to hire somebody that is not allowed to work in this country.
Exactly.
And so you really want to stop it, kids? That's how you stop it. And the other thing that unfortunately happens with the people that are undocumented in this country is they are being taken advantage of. They're not getting paid a fair wage. Depending on where they live, it could be even worse than just not getting paid a fair wage. And so... there are ways for us to do this. The new meme going around that is absolutely accurate. Arresting undocumented immigrants that are going to their hearings to become like asylum seekers and others that are going to their hearings means they don't want legal immigration any more than they don't want people coming over the border without proper paperwork or permission. So they can F right the F.
Yep.
We have some good news. Okay. A federal appeals court yesterday rejected Donnie's latest effort to throw out E. Jean Carroll's defamation case against him. They ruled against his request to have the government step in for him as a party in the case. He is one step closer to having finally pay out the $83 million that he owes E. Jean for what he did to her in the 90s. And that is good news. And she was interviewed with Joyce Vance, I believe it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to our friend Joyce, she said, look, he could have possibly hung the jury had he testified.
Right.
Because she's like, look, he got a bunch of people to vote for him. All he had to do was convince a couple of jurors. And then, you know, there it goes. And so... Joyce said probably, but you know, he can't be unhinged, so maybe that was smart of him not to testify.
That's
true. Yeah, I mean, the depositions were bad enough.
Yeah.
It is 58 minutes after the hour. Dr. Doom coming up on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Dan Schaefer, political editor of Civic Media and founder of the Recombobulation Area, will be here to help us recombobulate. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 to 4.
hot seat. Just this one time. Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel's prime minister is telling his troops to go harder on Iran after a morning attack destroyed apartments near Tel Aviv and also hit a hospital.
We're targeting military sites. We're targeting nuclear sites. We're targeting missile sites. They're targeting a hospital.
Benjamin Netanyahu is hoping for military help from America.
The partnership with the United States, the partnership with President Trump, with whom I speak to almost every day, is incredible.
Do not eat chicken Alfredo meals bought at Walmart or Kroger's under the brand names Market Side and Home Chef. Listeria has killed 3 people and left 17 very sick across 13 states. Landfall this morning near Acapulco for a hurricane that has exploded in the day from a tropical storm to a Category 4, back to a 3 now. An anomaly is how SpaceX describes the explosion of its Starship rocket on the Texas test pad. This is ABC News.